Sports brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply, WWC Engineering, on a Tuesday, 19th day of August. James Timberlake, he's in the t-shirt today because we're going to be sunny and 100 today.
I'm not wearing a t-shirt.
Okay,
but
I was just, you know, play along with me. Come
yeah.
on. Help me out here, partner.
I don't think you wouldn't allow me to wear a t-shirt.
You would be correct on that assumption,
yeah.
Yes. Well, you wouldn't anyway. So
casual Fridays, maybe.
Casual Friday, yeah. Okay. Ready for a hot day?
Not really. No.
Yeah?
No, not really.
I don't mind it.
Yeah, no, you're the heat guy.
Yeah.
Not me. It gets too hot. That's when I check out. I'm like, this is too much for me.
Yeah.
Staying inside all day.
So hydrate up today, everybody. Even if you're in the office today.
True.
You know, it doesn't matter. Hydrate up. Because then you go out after you've been in an air-conditioned office, and you go, whoa.
Yeah.
Shock to the body. So, especially those folks that are working outside today, please hydrate up today. Because it's going to be a scorcher for the next couple of days. And then, James, 85 Thursday. How about this? 78 on Friday. Wow.
Yeah, that's nice. See, that's perfect.
Nice. That is perfect. And then 83 Saturday and Sunday. That's pretty nice, too.
Very nice.
Yeah, yeah. There we go. Nice summer, right?
Yeah.
You know, I don't mind hot weather, but we're not getting those long stretches. It'll hit for a day or two and then, you know, drop back down.
It hasn't been nearly as bad.
Yeah. You notice everybody talks about the weather all the time. What happens if there wasn't weather? We didn't talk about it. We wouldn't have anything to say
to
each other.
I'll be honest with you. I've literally never thought about, hey, what if there wasn't weather?
What if there wasn't weather? We wouldn't have.
What does that concept even mean?
What if we couldn't talk about weather? What would your conversation be?
Good question.
I don't know. Great question. All right. Today, 19th day of August, something to ponder. Bill Clinton, former president, 79 today. Actor John Stamos is 62. And Kevin Dillon, actor, 60 today. On the date book, 1921, Star Trek creator Gene Roddenberry was born on this date. Yay.
Okay.
You know, they were talking about the other day that, you know, all the Star Trek gadgetry, how a lot of it has come to fruition.
Well, a lot of the tech that we see today is probably pretty influenced by something like Star Trek.
Yeah.
We all know those nerds were watching Star Trek. I mean, come on.
I know, right?
Of course they wanted to do that.
The pocket protectors wanted to do that. Let's make that happen in real life. The, you know, the little telecommunicators, you know, they have, you know?
The watch.
The watch.
Yeah.
The little thing on their shirt, you know, you hit the little button and you communicate, you know, and all the, what was the things they used to talk into? There was a term for it. I can't remember. I love Star Trek. They'd flip it open. It was a flip phone, man. That's what it was.
My dad is screaming at the radio
right now.
Yeah.
But they'd flip it open, you know?
Yeah.
Just like they have now, flip phones.
Well, used to have.
Right, yeah.
Don't do the flip phones anymore. We've gone past Star Trek now.
Now they still have a phone that folds.
Yeah, that's the... I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't either. I think that makes it bulkier.
Yeah, exactly. I want less stuff to be on me.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Gene Roddenberry is the man. He was born 1921. Of course, he's passed since. On 1996, Miss Universe from Venezuela was told she needed to lose 27 pounds or lose her crown. Wow.
Ugh.
I would have said, here's the crown.
Yeah,
take it now. Stuff it. Jeez. 2004, internet search engine Google went public, James.
Yeah.
That was 2004, 21 years ago.
Yeah. I didn't realize it was only 21 years old.
I know, right? Today's Aviation Day.
Very nice.
All right. I don't know what this means, but Black Cow Root Beer Float Day must be the name brand.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have no idea what that is.
I have never heard of Black Cow Root Beer.
It feels like it is a brand.
I had some root beer, and it was made in Montana when I was on vacation, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember where it was from. It was one of those things you pick up in that convenience store. I thought,
right.
Well, that looks kind of good. And, you know, I don't drink pop hardly ever at all, except for occasion once in a while. You look at it, I was like, that looks pretty good. I think I'll have one of those. Wow. I need to find out where that was from because it was really good root beer. Luminous has really good root beer. They make their own root beer, Luminous Brewhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love their root beer. So I'll tip of the cap. And then how about that little plug for them? Yeah. I love their root beer.
So as far as the Black Cow goes, I have two different things here. Apparently there is a group that makes Black Cow root beer.
Okay.
Druthers Beverage Company in Illinois.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
And it's also a blended root beer float that you can have at bars. Seemingly.
Oh, yeah. They probably put a little Kahlua in there.
Yeah. So, yeah. All right.
Let's taint that root beer float a little bit, shall we?
I'd never heard a Black Cow. It sounds good, though.
I know. Okay. Bow day. Like your bow.
Yeah.
Hot and spicy food day. Nah. I wish I could. Can't.
I can't go too much. I'll do a little bit of spice.
Steve Sisson is insane with hot food.
Yeah. That's not me.
Like the guy like virtually puts the hottest pepper in his mouth he possibly can.
He wants the atomic spice.
Jeez. Okay. That just doesn't seem pleasing to me.
Yeah, the spice for me, it gets to a point where the spice, if it overtakes the flavor, I don't want it anymore.
Right. Yeah, right? I agree.
Not for me.
Okay. Potato day. All right. Have some potatoes. Nothing wrong with that.
Staple.
Oh, James, guess what it is today? Soft ice cream day.
There you go.
Love it.
Who doesn't love soft ice cream?
I know, right?
Is there hard ice cream?
Well, yeah, there's hard ice cream, but okay. I mean, it's just like the soft. You get out of the fountain, the soft ice cream.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Okay, you with me?
Soft serve?
Soft serve, yeah. Yeah. That's...
So hard serve is the one that you scoop out, I guess?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's a little harder. You scoop it out. Okay. So, we all heard of 6 degrees of separation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Facebook says, with Facebook, research has shown that Facebook people are separated by 3.5 degrees. I can see that.
Oh, I don't. Facebook said that?
Yeah.
I feel like I've never been further apart from people on Facebook, to be honest with you.
Well, people that you haven't seen
for... I don't
know
who's real anymore.
Isn't that the truth? I believe nothing. AI has taken over all video on Facebook.
I don't know.
Virtually.
6 degrees no pun intended. Separation. Yeah, more like 9 at this point. I don't know what I'm looking at is real anymore.
No, I don't believe anything. You can't.
Yeah.
And the videos are, they're fake. Like a massive, wave comes down.
Yeah.
It's fake. Jeez. Okay. Are you happy with how tall you are? You should be. You're in a good height.
I think I'm technically average height.
How tall are you, actually?
6 foot.
Okay, so that's a great... I've always wanted to be 6 foot. I'm 5'9".
Yeah.
Okay? But it wasn't like, oh, man, I really want to be 6 foot. Well, check this out. More men are opting for leg lengthening surgery.
Yeah, that's that's crazy.
That just seems to me that's painful beyond. They're going to clinics in other countries for the procedure, which involves surgically breaking your femur, inserting a metal rod, and gradually extending them to allow new bone growth. $32,000. That's actually a lot less than I thought it would be. And you can increase your height by 3 inches.
I feel like you're not going to do anything like it just increases your height.
Are you kidding
me? Like you're not
going to
be jumping very much anymore. You're not going to be running very much anymore.
I think you're just going to open up a whole host of problems.
Yeah, true.
Wow.
I just know if that's the that's the length that you're going, no pun intended, if that's the length you're going to fix that, then... You got some insecurity. You need to go see a therapist more than you need to go get taller.
Put your $30,000 into going and seeing someone that can talk to you about it. Your height is okay.
Yeah.
All right?
Insecurity problems.
Okay. All right. Change the subjects totally. A little trivia here. Or did you know trivia? Most people will throw away 92% of instructions without ever reading them. Are you one of those?
No, I'm not. I hold on to instructions for way longer.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
James... You know what I do?
You keep them all in a
shoebox.
Yeah, there you go.
And there have been times where I've had to go back because you get something that's a little complicated, not necessarily complicated, but it's just like, I don't remember, how do I know this does this, but yeah. I'm not sure how to do it. Then you go back, boom, right there. Instructions.
I always hold on to it thinking I'm going to break it down at some point and then have to rebuild it, but I've literally never done that.
Now, I'm not keeping instructions on, you know, if you buy a personal fan.
Right.
Because, dude, if you can't figure out where the on-off button is,
well, yeah,
you know?
Well, a lot of those, it's like you'll keep those because there's cleaning instructions on them for, like, fans. And so you actually have to take it apart, and then you have to put it back together.
If there's anything in doubt that I think that I'm not going to remember, I'm keeping it. I've got, yeah, like, a shoebox and a half of old instructions, and I have gone back and used them.
I don't know if I have that much, but I have...
I'm older than you.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a couple that I've held on to.
Yeah. So, yeah, the complicated ones you want to hang on to.
But here's the other thing. A lot of those now you can just look up. Like, if you know
That's true, too. Yeah.
If you know what you have, you know, if it's a fan or whatever, if you just know the name of the fan and look it up, you could probably find the instructions somewhere.
Okay.
On the internet.
Yeah. We talked about this before. The world's oceans.
Mm-hmm.
5% have been explored of the world's oceans. You know where the tallest, I don't get this, how they do this. They said the tallest waterfalls is underwater. How do you do that?
That's a good question.
It's in the ocean.
I'm assuming.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The world's largest waterfall is underwater. It's located at Denmark Strait between Greenland and Iceland. It's the world's largest waterfall, but it's underwater.
I wonder if it's, I don't know, some version of the water is denser than the other version.
We'll just have to Google it and find out. Yeah. We'll learn something a little bit more today, won't we, James?
So we do.
All right, so we do on the morning show. James Timberlake, Bob Graham's along. You're listening to KROE Sheridan, 8 o'clock, Fox News on the way. Stay hydrated today.